Okay.
So you can be close to those to keep you on.
All right, Pastor Sandy, do what you do.
All right, are we ready?
Yes, sir, I know.
All right. Praise the Lord. Welcome to Soldiers for Christ Global Community Church.
Look at you.
I am here with some of my favorite people, and I am talking to some of my other favorite people out there in YouTube land. Attack on the church is tonight's topic. I have other stuff I need to talk about, but I guess I could wait till tomorrow because the Lord really wanted me to hit this. Pastor Ben,
yes, sir.
Does your wife have a Bible called the Passion Bible?
I think she does.
Tell her, please burn it. It is very, very, the people that put it together are very demonic.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
That Bible came as a result of a vision that he said a spirit came to him and told him to rewrite the Bible.
Pastor said you won't believe this.
You what?
You're gonna believe this.
What's that?
When I was cleaning out the cabinet today and I saw two copies of the Bible, that book in there.
The Passion Bible?
I actually tossed them in the trash earlier this morning.
Really?
I did. I got his mother.
Wow.
I tossed them in the trash. I didn't understand why.
Yeah.
I just felt we didn't need it, so I just tossed them.
Well, yeah, because the Lord tell me, you tell anybody who has them to toss them outside. Don't toss them inside. Wow. No, you don't have to show me. I believe you. You ain't never lied to me in 20-something years. Wow. So, yeah, the Passion Bible. I'm like, what in the heck is that? And then I was thinking, oh, my goodness, I heard Nicole reading from the Passion Bible before. And I was like, okay, I got to let her know.
I'm going to tell her when I get
back. Okay. So, yeah, very, very demonically influenced. They were going over some of the scriptures that they changed in the book today. Ooh. About how they just added and took out whatever they wanted. And this guy is saying he met with Jesus and Jesus told him the Bible isn't correct and to rewrite it from the original Aramaic and I'm going to guide you and all this stuff. And he's like, and you know what? You know how the Bible got popular? Guess what show it was on? Sid Roth. And there I was, and Jesus told me to rewrite the Bible. No, Jesus didn't tell you to rewrite the Bible.
Rewrite the Bible.
But that's the days and times that we're living in. So anyway, we're going to talk about this morning. I hope people at home have it, have the notes, because I really want to talk about, you know, deception. A young lady called me early on the weekend, and she was so upset at, what's the guy, Steve Fletcher? She was like, that guy is horrible. I just defriended him. I said, I told you to defriend him a year ago. And then she said, and worse is that Barry Scarborough. And I was like, you still have him? He's like, I defriended him too. And I'm like, wow. So it is a horrible thing to know that you could teach your kids really good manners at home and they could go to school and then just listen to everybody. So, you know, I expect people, like, if I tell you somebody's bad, I'm not guessing at it. I'm telling you because, you know, I've researched it. I know what I'm talking about. And I want you guys to know something right now. The church is in a big mess. Okay? There are hardly any good churches left. Okay? And if they're on TV, you can bet almost 99.9% that they're not a good church. Okay? So if you're like, if they're on the Daystar or TBN or all those, I'm looking at this thing today and I'm looking at it and I'm realizing all these churches are involved in these same, well, they're all under the Southern Baptist Convention, even the one I'm about to tell you about now. Now, do you guys know about Bill Johnson?
No.
Bethel Church? Some people say, don't even listen to the music from Bethel Church because they say, the music is not even worth listening to the music from Bethel Church, because Bethel Church is one of the most backwards evil churches of our time. They had people in the doing what's those tarot cards, trying to give each other their so they can figure out each other's calling, but they're going to use tarot cards to do it. This pastor, they brought in some witch to from a TV show talking about. She brought the sorcery staff and the for because we're going to bind up the devil tonight with a sorcery staff
at the church.
And I'm just like, Bill Johnson is an absolute like demonic person.
Wow.
Then he's saying, oh, I saw gold dust falling in the auditorium while we were singing. There was gold dust falling. And he said, sometimes in my house, I'm praising God and I see angels' feathers just floating in my house. And I'm like, why is this guy in some type of institution? Why is he pastoring a church? And it is crazy. So anyway. Yeah. So anyway, it would be nice to say that he was just one of the very few, but he's a norm, okay? It's an absolute norm, and they have a lot of money, and they've invested in a lot of churches, and they've invested in a lot of pastors. And if you really want to get paid, all you have to do is join the Southern Baptist Convention and or one of the groups that they sponsor, and they're going to make sure that you get paid. So this is all in an effort to deceive Christians, okay? And to open you up to demonic spirits, okay? Because what Bill Johnson knows, and many of them know, is this way of Kundalini, of using this spirit to cause things to happen. And you think, oh, I saw what happened. That person fell out. He must be a powerful man of God. Well, he's using the same Kundalini spirit that they use in India. And if you go to India and you look at what they're doing, it looks the same as what they're doing in these, what they call, NAR. Let me look at this. It is absolutely crazy, huh?
New Apostolic Reformation.
It's
the emergence.
It's the what Reformation?
New Apostolic Reformation.
Wow. Oh, this thing. As you heard of this before, huh?
Oh, it's all around.
It's all around. Okay. So anyway, one of our friends, Jared, they left their church because the New Apostolic Reformation took over their church, okay? And let me read it so you can kind of realize what they're all about, okay? It says, Bill Johnson, extreme charismatic, contemplated Bethel Church, Jesus culture, which is the same demonic thing. See, what they're doing is they're trying to put signs above the word of God, okay? Jesus culture, demonic. Bethel Church, demonic. Hillsong, muy demonic. That's my best Spanish. Hillsong, they're still trying to cover up all the pedophilia that has happened in their church. And now, and their pastor got fired because, you know, he's out cheating on his wife. And but that's a mess of a church. Hillsong is just as demonic as it can be, but it's very entertaining. So they say you can go there and enjoy a concert, and it's like a concert type thing. Francis Chan, he's also joined with them. He's a part of this Apostolic Reformation. He recently said, if people criticize church leaders, God's going to kill them. Then I don't understand why Priscilla Shires, but she's the one that acted in the movie, why she's going, oh yeah, War Room, why she's going to speak with all these people. And I'm thinking she's got to know that these people aren't following God, you know? And they appear to be, but her dad is Tony Evan, who was at the Together event, which the Pope opened. So if I go to a meeting and the Pope says, well, before we get started in our Christian meeting tonight, let's have the Pope give a few words. And then after, we'll hear from Pastor Sandy. Afterwards, I should not be your friend anymore, right? So, but you're common sense Christians, you understand? And we have to know and understand there's a lot of people that will not leave a pastor even if he's caught in sin. And so all of this stuff that Bill Johnson is doing, that Bethel is still a packed church. All the stuff that Joel Osteen has done in his church, he's still a packed church, you understand? Even if he invites Kanye West, even if he goes to a concert supporting Lady Gaga and the homosexual community, and he's taking pictures with Lady Gaga, him and his wife, he can go back to his church and everyone will still be sitting there waiting to hear him preach the gospel, or whatever he preaches is not the gospel. Okay, so anyway, Priscilla Shire is also a part of it. Tony Evans, I don't know what you're doing at Together, but you know, the Pope is leading it. Robbie Zachariah, who died but found out he was a complete sexual deviant. Okay, yeah, Robbie Zachariah was a horrible sexual deviant, and he was doing a lot of stuff. So it wasn't found out till after he died, but a lot of the massage parlors that he owned, he was taking advantage of the women that were there and stuff. And so,
the pastor?
Yeah. So, and then, you know, my thing was, I stopped listening to him when he spoke at the Mormon Tabernacle Church and they applauded him. I was like, okay, if you speak in front of Mormons and they love you after, something's wrong with you.
Right.
So he's supposed to be an intellectual, but he never said, put two common sense words together for me. So all that intellectual stuff, they, and the predecessor of the whatever, say, it says, who shall share a platform? Anyone in order to, and it says, then there's this lady named Lauren Cunningham, the founder of YWAM, which recently announced that all YWAMers to practice contemplative prayer. You know what contemplative prayer is? Contemplative prayer means, even if you're a Muslim, as long as you say you believe in Jesus Christ, you can continue in your customs, but you can still pray to Jesus. But you can still read the Quran and you can still go to the mosque, but you're going to do this type of prayer that you're acknowledging Jesus, so that makes you a Christian. So if you're a Catholic, you can still pray to Mary, you can still have your statues, you can still kiss your statues, but you're going to do contemplative prayer, and that means it's a prayer that anyone could do, whatever religion you are, you can just still pray in Jesus' name, and you can still hang on to your traditions and the customs of your religion, okay? According to the article, it's announcing Together 2028 to promote unity and lift up the name of Jesus. Now, they had this thing called Together, which was supposed to, like, say all Christian unit needs to come together and realize we worship the same Jesus. But the whole thing was about us, about Christians accepting Catholicism and understanding that we are one with the Catholics. Okay? So that's what Together was all about, which Tony Evans went to and Priscilla Shires went to and all these people went to, right? So all of these things are going on, and these people are getting paid a lot of money to go on these conferences and tours and everything. So who's paying them? The Southern Baptist okay, convention, because they have the money. They're backed by the Illuminati. They have the money. They want to keep this falsehood in the church. And as many churches as they have, the more they can keep this falsehood going, okay? I just think we need to really be thinking about what people are following and what is going on. I'll talk to you about YouTube in a minute. In an age defined by division. Is okay. This is what it says. In an age defined by division that often labels us as those who are for and against politics, issues, and each other, Jesus invites all of us to move closer, says Nick Hall, who is very satanic guy, half Catholic, half Christian, he thinks, plus founder and evangelist. He alone offered the hope and leadership we desperately need, and together is about calling people from all backgrounds to move closer to Jesus and the world around us, okay? Amen. The last Together event took place, well, I just pulled this article. It was 2016 when I pulled out from this article. It says, Lighthouse Trail wrote about the article, dress rehearsal, it was a dress rehearsal for false revival, evangelical, charismatic, emerging leader, and the Pope, Francis, united for the Together 2016. Then he came back and did Together 2018. I don't know if they're going to do it again, but or rather they're about to do it again. But yes, this is what it's about. A global spirituality. Bethel Church is a, what's the name of that? Reformation? Apostolic. New apostolic. NAR, yeah, they call it New Apostolic Reformation, okay? And so posted in a global spirituality, Bethel Church from Redding, California, charismatic, conference alert, contemplative spirituality, I guess music group, ecumenism, which means merging Christianity with Catholicism or any other religion, for millennials, and it says there'll be music groups there, evangelism, Priscilla Shires will be speaking, Emerging Church, the New Spirituality, Bethel Church will be there, la da 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 da, and all this stuff, right? So I just want you guys to know that they're united in deceiving God's people. They're united, okay? So that means God's people have to know the importance of knowing their own Bible and reading their own Bible and not becoming fans of celebrity preachers, okay? Because once you're a fan, you're gonna follow who you're a fan of, you know? You're not gonna, if your pastor turns left and Jesus turns right, you're gonna go left because you're a fan of your pastor. So here, let's look at this. Okay, so 2004, January 4th, I'm on page 2. The New Apostolic Reformation, or NAR, is unbiblical religious movement that emphasizes the experience over scripture, mysticism over doctrine, and modern day apostles over plain texts of the Bible, of a particular distinction. The New Apostolic Reformation is Kundalini spiritualism, okay? Understand that. It is Kundalini spiritualism. It is, and it's telling the members of these churches that the leaders are the new apostles. And so therefore, they're going to help bring the world into the kingdom living that we're supposed to have, because these new men are going to be apostles, and they're being assigned as apostles for the church, for the new church, okay? This is also called dominion theology or the seven mountains theory. So they all believe in that, okay? You guys know what the seven mountains theory is? Seven mountains theory here. Let me see. It's, go to the next page and then you'll see the Seven Mountains theory. Okay, yeah, page three. I'll go back to page two in a second. Okay, the Seven Mountains theory says that when Christians take over art and entertainment, business, finances, religion, the media, education, family and health, and governmental law, when Christians take over all that, then and only then can Jesus come back. This is the church. This is the New Apostolic Reformation doctrine. This false Seven Mountains mandate that Jesus can't come back until the church takes over the all of those seven things. So they're waiting and they're trying to tell people, oh, we've got to get the church's finances, because the finances of the church has got to take over these seven mountains, and if we don't take over these seven mountains, Jesus can never come back. Blah, 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 blah. Okay? There's Drea. Could you give her the notes?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, you see the pictures of all these people? I put their pictures there so people will know when you're on TV watching Daystar or TBN, these are the people that are a part of this New Apostolic Reformation. If you see them on TV, turn them off. You'll see down at the bottom, they have Rick Maiden, who under his name, his father, because he's a Catholic, and Carl Strider under his name, father, because in the New Apostolic Reformation, they accept Catholics as being Christians as well. And some guy called me this week trying to get me to believe that when Catholics pray to Mary, it's really not what you guys think. Because personally, like if I ask Emerson, will you pray for me? And then Emerson says, sure. He says, that's the same thing what we're doing with Mary. We're just asking her to pray for us. And I said, well, Mary's gone. She's not even in her body. She's not even on earth. Why are you praying to somebody who has already passed on?
That's necromancy.
Thank you. So I'm like, okay. You are insisting on this tradition. You're insisting on praying to saints and praying to Mary and doing all the Catholic traditions. And I'm trying to tell you, there's only one word in the New Testament that has a numerical value of 666. And that word is tradition. So this is what Jesus was correcting them about, is you hold on to your tradition, and your tradition keep people from truth, okay? So this new thing that is, it's not new. I mean, it's been around before, and it's just, but this Seven Mountains theory is absolute. Now, you see all the pictures of the people on page two?
Page two?
Go back to page two. See all these people? Now, what do you think they all have in common, other than the fact that they are a part of this New Apostolic Reformation?
They are wealthy.
They're all wealthy, yeah. They pay them well. This is what they have in common. They've all been on the Sid Roth show. So who's pushing this? Now, so that means Sid Roth show was developed so that they can bring in these nuts to say this incredible spiritualism, I have this experience, and I went to heaven, and Jesus talked to me, and he told me to write a book, and because the other books aren't good, and to rewrite the whole New Testament. And so you watch Sid Roth, and you go, I was watching a guy that went to heaven, and God told him to rewrite the Bible from Aramaic so we can understand it better. I'm going to get one of those Bibles. And all of this stuff that Sid Roth sells on there is mumbo-jumbo stupidity, okay? Because a lot of it never happened. But as Christians, if it's on TV, it might be true. We got to watch it. It could be true, okay? Now, listen. There are other people that start YouTubes by doing testimonies. So people come with their testimonies. I got sucked into this girl. She had all these people on here doing testimonies. Her name was Janine or something like that, and she had testimony. So then I'm watching because another guy's going to give his testimony, but he was a false teacher. And so I'm like, why does she have this guy on her show? She does really cool testimonies. That's just to suck you in. You understand? I'm doing the testimonies to suck you into watching the show, so now I can produce to you falsehood. So I'm just letting you guys know, Satan is working overtime to get you deceived, okay? Now I'm back at page 3, because I want to talk about this thing called the Jesus Conference, okay? And who's leading the Jesus Conference? All right. Now, Benny Hinn apologized for what? For the money thing, right? It says for preaching finances in church, okay? He apologized. Yeah. But my thing is this. This is like burning down somebody's house and then apologizing that their mailbox doesn't work. You know what I mean? You've done so much with all this kundalini and imparting demonic spirits into people. Yeah. And you're going to apologize because you were preaching finance? You've done more things. All the fake healings, all of this stuff, all the bad doctrine. All of that stuff needs more apology than you preaching, you know, this old weird finance thing, okay? But, I mean, that's just as bad. Anyway, he was part of this. And then you guys ever heard of Heidi Baker? Yeah. I don't know what her story is, but everybody says she's supernatural because she's been on Sid Roth too. And then Todd White is the guy that'll make your leg grow.
Is that the guy?
Yeah, he'll make your leg grow. And he says that Kenneth Copeland is the greatest preacher of our day and a father to us all. And that's Todd White. And I'm sure Kenneth Copeland purchased the church for Todd White and he got him started, you know, because this is what it's about, deception, okay? So you guys have to know and understand the church, and I put pictures of the people on there. So when you see them and you go to their site, you can know what they're about, okay? All of these people are part of the Apostolic Reformation. And see this YouTube? I want everyone to watch that. It will wake you up. I want you to watch that because that will show you exactly what they're doing, okay? And who's in charge and how they're deceiving Christians, okay? Go over to the next page. Now watch this, Pastor Ben. From the Passion Bible. Oh, the Lord said, if anybody has this book, it is not from him. He did not tell this guy to write this New Testament Bible. This guy came on Sid Roth and said he was just sleeping in his bed and Jesus appeared to him and took him to heaven and told him to rewrite the New Testament and from the Aramaic because it's incorrect. So he rewrote and he wrote a book called the Passion Bible, right? Now, I'm going to read this scripture from Galatians chapter 6, verse 6. It said, let him that is taught in the word communicate unto him that teacheth in all good things, okay? So in some translation, it'll say, let him who is taught in the word communicate unto his pastor or his leader these good things that he's read, right? So this is how it reads in the Passion. God called him to heaven. Wait a minute. No, here it is. Passion. The Passion Translation. And those who are taught the word will receive impartation from their teacher, and transference of anointing takes place between them. Does that sound like Galatians chapter 6? He's saying God, Jesus told him to write it this way from Aramaic. And this is, and there's like scripture after scripture that he's added a whole paragraph to or taken off in the Passion Bible. And people are reading this Passion Bible thinking that it's from God. It's demonic. If it's in your home, take it, put it in a trash can. The Lord said, put it outside, not inside.
Right.
Okay. In the video that I just told you to watch, Todd White in the Roman Catholic Church, priest Edward Benoff, prayed that the Catholic Church and Christians must unite. And you got all of their names and all of their pictures here. Remember James Robinson and his wife, Betty Robinson, there with the Pope? That means they were getting paid to do that show. You understand? People, sometimes we just believe that people are Christians because they put them on TV, but they're part of a whole network that is using media to teach falsehood. Now, in the corner, you got Tony Palmer. Well, he's no longer alive. That's the guy that came to Kenneth Copeland's church and said, we're going to unite the Catholic Church with the Christian church, and went home and got hit by a truck or whatever happened. And so all of these people are part of this plot of deception. And I'm going to call it just that. It's a plot of deception. I'm telling you, we have got to stop reading everybody and anybody who comes out. Okay. I was looking at some Christian ladies, and they were reading T.D. Jakes' daughter's book, okay? And I'm like, do you think she's far from T.D. Jakes? Or isn't this the same guy that sat with Oprah and said, Jesus Christ is, there's more ways to God than through Jesus? It's the same guy, right? So it's like, don't take everything that television gives you and just say, it must be Christian because it's in the church. I'm trying to get us back to our own Bibles, to our own scriptures, to our own relationships, and away from this thing called becoming a fan favorite. You understand? Mm-hmm. It's you putting your pastor in a position that's so high that no matter what they do, you follow it. Okay? You can't do that. Okay, we're done with that page. And then the Lord had me to put two scriptures, and we're going to read through them. And the first one we're going to go to is Matthew. On Sunday, I said Noel Jones instead of Jewel Jones. Now, you know, I ain't got nothing to do with no Noel Jones. I was like, ooh. So if you heard me say Noel Jones, I do not know the man. I would not go near the man. And yet, this is Christianity. Listen, Noel Jones had a lady come in from Indonesia and say she's the firstborn daughter of God, that she's been birthed directly from God, and God has sent her to tell the churches that we all need to unite, because we're all going to find out that there's only one God, and the religions were just sent here to get us closer to him. So he had this lady speak, and she says she's the firstborn daughter of God, and she's in the world to unite all religions back to the one God. Do you think anybody in her church, in his church, Noel Jones church, got up and said, this man's a nut for having her here, we're not gonna come back here? No, still packed on Sunday, still same show, okay? So what's wrong with Christians? People become famous, we follow them because they're famous, okay? I don't care if they did movies or whatever they've done. Don't listen to everything they say, because you're responsible for your relationship with Christ, not for becoming a fan. They want you to be a fan because they're trying to lead you to something else. Okay? So here it is. I'm in Matthew. I'm in chapter 7. And I'm reading verse 15. Watch out for false prophets. They come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ferocious wolves. By their fruit you will recognize them. Do people pick grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? Likewise, every good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, and a bad tree cannot bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Thus, by their fruit, you will recognize them. What are their fruits? There's nine of them, right? I'm going to know by your behavior, how you treat people, what you do, how your relationship is with your wife. I'm going to know whether you are of God or not of God, because your lifestyle is going to show me what type of person you really are. Okay? I remember Noelle Jones married this actress. She was pretty famous at the time, but she was Buddhist. And I was like, I'm thinking every young kid in there is going, the scripture that says, be not unequally yoked, has to throw that out because my pastor just married a Buddhist. And so, and I'm following my pastor. So, and I'm not looking at his fruit because there's no Christian pastor that's going to marry a Buddhist. But nobody leaves the church, right? Everybody stays. You know, this is our pastor. We have to be smarter than that, okay? Here, let's go to 2 Peter chapter 2. I want to congratulate Jarek and his wife for leaving the church that adopted this Reformation, this Apostolic Reformation thing. They just said, hey, we're not staying here. They said, if this is what you're adopting, we're not staying here, you know? And once you start at the end of the service, you got to call people forward, and you're making people fall on the ground, and they're shivering on the ground, and you got this big old, and then you start playing these drums, and people are shaking and running around, and holy laughter and all this stuff. You're in a serious demonic show, and you need to get out the building. You understand? We as Christians have to be smarter than believing everything that we see on TV is from God. You understand? Okay, so here it is.
What verse, Pastor?
Chapter 2, verse 1. 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 1. But there were also false prophets among the people, just as there will be false prophets among you. God is telling you it's going to happen. Listen, the wolves are in sheep's clothing. What does that tell you? They're not going to come in as evil worshipers of Satan. They're going to come in as well-dressed Christian leader with a degree.
Yep.
Okay? Deceivers, that's what they're doing. So understand, your degree does not make you called from God.
Amen.
And your degree means nothing to me. I'm watching your behavior. I want to know what you're involved in, okay? And even that Tony Evans and his daughter, Felicia Shire, their church, I said, I wonder if their church belongs to the Southern Baptist Convention. Of course it does. Of course it does. He just purchased a golf course. You know what I mean? You get, when you join, you get money perks. You understand? This is not from you working or from collections or taking a salary from the church. You get all kinds of funds from the top. So then when they have a conference called Together, and the Pope is going to speak first, and he needs a bunch of Protestant pastors to speak after, then they're going to call the Southern Baptist Convention pastors to come and speak after the Pope speaks, and then They'll all be talking about the unity of Catholicism and Christianity, and as if we're not supposed to tell. Catholic has never been Christian.
Yeah.
From its conception in the book of Revelation called Pergamos. Pergamos means a defiled mixed marriage. It means Babylonian idol worship mixed with Christianity. It has never been Christian. And in chapter 18 of Revelation, God says, come out from among them unless you will suffer in their judgment. You understand? So God is never looked at Catholicism as being Christianity, because you can't worship Jesus and then go kiss your statues and then go worship Jesus, then go pray to Mary, and then go pray to the statues of the saints. You can't, you're gonna drive yourself crazy. And God is never gonna accept it. You understand? Okay, here we go. It says, but there were also false prophets among the people, just as there will be false teachers among you. They will secretly, can you just say that word, secretly?
Secretly
introduce destructive heresies. What kind of heresies are they? Destructive. What does it mean, destructive? It's meant to pull you away from the truth of Christ. Telling people that the scriptures have been divided because some of them are meant for Jews and some are meant for Christians, and you're once saved, you're always saved, and you gotta be able to divide the word, because it doesn't matter how you live, as long as you believe in Jesus, you're saved. That's a destructive heresy. Because you'll go before God full of sin and wonder why you can't get in.
Right.
Here we go. It says, bringing swift destruction on themselves. Many will follow their shameful ways. Many will follow their shameful ways and will bring the way of truth to disruption. In their greed, these teachers will exploit you with stories they have made up. I was laying in my bed. Jesus came and took me to heaven. God said, never happened. It never happened. And if I did take you to heaven, and then you, when you got to heaven, he said, I saw something. He took me into the library and he said, you can have any two books you want. And I said, I want these two. But then I saw a third book and I wanted it. And he said, oh, and Jesus said, you're not ready for that. And he said, it was John chapter 22. And Sid Roth goes, but there's only 21 chapters. He said, it was an additional book to teach us. And then the Lord told me, all of the Bibles are not correct. I want you to go back and rewrite the New Testament. And he comes out with the Passion Bible, and he's on Sid Roth, national TV, million copies sold one day. And now people are reading the Passion Bible. He made up that story. Drea, stop coughing. She's okay. See, I preached too hard. Sorry, baby. That's my wife. Okay. In their greed, these teachers will exploit you with stories they have made up. Their condemnation has long been hanging over them, and their destruction has not been sleeping. For if God did not spare the angels when they sinned, but sent them to hell, putting them into gloomy dungeons to be held for judgment, if he did not spare the ancient world when he brought the flood on its ungodly people, but protected Noah, a preacher of righteousness, and seven others, if he condemned the city of Sodom and Gomorrah by burning them to ashes and made them an example of what is going to happen to the ungodly, and if he rescued Lot, a righteous man who was distressed by the filthy lives of lawless men, for that righteous man living among them day after day was tormented in his righteous soul by the lawless deeds he saw and heard. You hear that? Mm-hmm. These people who are doing this, their judgment is coming.
Yes.
And the Lord put this in my mind today. He said, people will get to heaven thinking that they're going to see people that were famous that they loved. And they're going to find out none of those people are there. They're going to be like, where is Bishop so-and-so? And where is, oh, I loved him on TBN. Where is he? And all of those people will not be there. Judgment has been set for them. Listen, they know what they're doing. They know what they're doing. I want everybody to watch that video I put on there. Because when you hear some of that preaching, you're going to go, oh my goodness. One time Joyce Myers was preaching something crazy. I was like, I never heard her say nothing that crazy. But it is rampant, and you can tell they're all saying the same thing and the same lies, and it's rampant throughout the church, okay? Now watch this. Where was I ended at? Here. If this is so, okay. And if he rescued Lot,
verse 9,
thank you. If this is so, then the Lord knows how to rescue godly men from trials and to hold the unrighteous for the day of judgment while continuing their punishment. This is especially true of those who follow, the corrupt desires of sinful nature and despise authority. Praise God.
Amen.
Now, we're going to show you something, and I want you to go to Romans chapter 8. I mean, chapter 11. We were there this past weekend, and the Lord said to make sure I go back and show you this because I want everybody. There's a guy out, popular YouTube guy. He has one video called The Pre-Trib Rapture Deception.
Deception.
So you know what I did? I listened to it. I guess I want to see how dumb he is. Because I wanted to know, the rapture is so well explained in the Bible. I wanted to know, what was he using? What scripture was he using to say that there's not going to be a pre-trib rapture? He had one scripture. Now watch this. Okay, you and Matt, Romans chapter 11. And then I want you to make sure you keep these two scriptures with you for anybody that tells you the rapture is at the end of the tribulation. Okay, now watch this. Okay, we'll be in verse 25, and he says, "I do not want you to be ignorant of this mystery, brother, so that you will not be conceited. Israel has experienced a hardening, in part until the full number of Gentiles come in." And we talked about that word. It means to travel and enter into a city. Okay, so when the Gentiles leave, he says, "And so all Israel will be saved as it is written." Okay, so after the Gentiles leave, then he says he's going to also save Israel, right? He said the deliverer will come out of Zion. He will turn godlessness away from Jacob, which is Israel. "And this is my covenant with them when I take away their sin. As for the gospel is concerned, they are enemies on your account. But as for the election is concerned, they are loved on the account of the patriarchs." So what is the election? Those that are the elect, right? So God is telling you that the elect, he's going to save the Gentiles first. And he says, then he's going to come out of Zion. And he says, those that are the elected, okay? It says, "As for the election is concerned, they are loved on account of the patriarchs." Okay? So because of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, God loves the elect. You understand? But he's not going to come get, they're not getting raptured with the Gentiles. The Gentiles have to leave. Then he says he's coming back for the elect. So let's go to Matthew chapter 24. Here we go. 24, and we probably have to go down to, here we are. Okay. Here it is.
What verse?
Verse 30. It says, at that time, the sign of the Son of Man will appear in the sky, and all the nations of the earth will mourn. They will see the Son of Man coming on the cloud of the sky with power and great glory. And he will send his angels with a loud trumpet call, and they will gather the who?
Elect.
The elect from the four winds of one heaven to the other. So when Christ returns to the earth on the cloud, which is the second coming to the earth, he's going to send his angels to collect who? The elect. When will this happen? At the end of the tribulation. Let's make sure we get that portion, okay? It says, go back up to verse 29. It says, immediately after the distress of those days, see, after the tribulation, the sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light, and the stars will fall from the sky, and the heavenly bodies will be shaken. At that time, the Son of Man will appear in the sky, and all the nations of the earth will mourn, and they will see the Son of Man coming on the cloud of the sky with the power of great glory, and he will send his angels with the loud trumpet call, and they will gather his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. And he said, that is going to be the end of the story. That will be the end of the fig tree generation when he returns. Okay? But he's sending them out to get who? The elect. The Gentiles leave. And he said, but don't worry, I'm coming back because for the elect, I'm coming back because of the patriarchs. You understand? So, because it says in verse 29, immediately after the distress of those days, after the tribulation. Yes, after the tribulation, he's returning to the earth on a cloud. Okay? It should be Yom Kippur. Okay? So this guy made a 1.5-hour video with this one scripture saying, after the tribulation of those days, after the distress of those days, Jesus is coming back. And then he's gonna blow the trumpet and gather. See? No, you don't see. You understand? So understand, God has explained so many beautiful things to us concerning the rapture that even when you listen to somebody, and he looked confused doing the video, because he kept reading Thessalonians, and he goes, okay, that does sound like a rapture, and I'm not saying that's not going to happen, but let's move on. I'm like, okay, move on to the next mistake, you know? But if he can keep people, if he can get enough people to watch that, and then now you're going, oh my God, maybe we're not going to get raptured. Another day passed. Maybe God forgot about his church. Maybe the Holy Spirit sleep. You know, all of this stuff that you don't understand, because God wants us to understand scripture. How much time I have, Pastor Ben? Ooh, that's not a lot, Pastor Ben. Okay. We're going to talk about something, and that is the topic tomorrow morning in the Hebrew Bible Club. And the topic is this. The Torah gave us 5 books. It gives us 5 books. The combined chapter of those 5 books is 153 chapters. Is that an accident?
Yep.
Why is this 153 so important? Why is it 100? It's the number of the church. Because when we read John, and when we will read John tomorrow, and you'll see seven people in a boat fishing, you know? And tell you the truth, I keep trying to explain to people, God is like poet. You understand? You got seven people in a boat fishing, okay? And they look and they see Jesus at the shore. The church is in the world, and what are we doing while we're here? Fishing. But he says, one day Jesus is going to show up. And he says, have you caught any fish? And they said, no. And he said, throw your net on the other side and you'll get some. And he goes, oh my goodness. They throw it and all these fish come. And it says they brought them all to shore, 153. Because God is a masterful writer. Yeah. And he knows that the sons of God, is numerical value is 153. This is not new Bible. This is what God already put in the scripture. So these 153 fish get brought to the shore, and tomorrow I'm going to show you Samson making a dinner for his bride because he's getting ready for the wedding feast, the 7-day feast. And so they get to shore, and here Jesus is already cooking. You understand? The fish wasn't so that he could have some. He was already cooking. You understand?
Yeah.
The fish was representing the church that's being called out of the water to a dinner to sit down with Jesus. You understand?
Yeah.
That 153 is in the first five books of the Bible. Okay? Then the other things that are in the first five books is the number 71. Now listen what Jesus says, because it was one of the questions God wanted to ask people who follow anybody. Why are you always looking for a sign?
Right.
Why is it that church people all the time, you know, if they go to church and they just hear the word, it's not good enough for them. Didn't nobody get slapped around or fell out? Didn't nobody spit up? Wasn't no dancing? Didn't anybody get delivered? I didn't see nothing in that church. Because we grew up like in a show, right?
Yeah.
So if we think like we didn't see anybody get knocked down, it wasn't real church.
Right.
But that's the show they show you on TBN. Watch what Benny does. Oh, the person's shaking all over the ground. And fire! And you're like, oh, that's real church. And God is like, why you always need a sign? He asked them that because he wanted them to know. No sign is going to be given to you except for what happened with Jonah and the whale, right? No sign will be given to you. Guess what the other number in the Torah that appears to us? 71. Which Jonah means dove. So the sign that's been given to us in these last days is 71, Jonah, the dove, okay? Then the last one that's given to us is 888. So in the five books of the Torah, you have the church, the Holy Spirit, and Jesus, but only if you use this year to calculate. Only if you use, okay? And this is what the Lord wants me to show you tomorrow, because there are other things that are very, very important about this year that God has put in the scriptures, because you need to see them. If nothing happens, I'm telling you, and I'm still the same way, this is too much to be giving people, laying it all out, and then for nothing to happen.
Right.
It's just a lot that God has given the church in these last days.
Yeah.
And he's really given it to us so that we can be ready and expecting him to come.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you this word that God gave me, okay? And and I know it's from the Lord because this is what I was thinking and this is what the Lord gave me. He said, you keep going. You are cleaning the path of misinterpretation of scripture and making sure the return is near. And you are igniting the hearts of my people. You amaze me. Now I'm thinking to myself, I know what he's thinking. He says, but I am in you, yet I can boast. What I was thinking is, God, you gave me all this information. I don't want to be seeming like I'm smarter than everybody. And God is like, you amaze me at what you're teaching, but yet I'm in you. Yet I can, then he goes at the end, yet I can boast. You can't boast, but I can boast about what I put in you.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
So God says, you're igniting the hearts of the believers to be prepared, and you're cleaning out misinterpretation of scripture for the believers so that they can be prepared. So he said, keep going. Okay? That was the word of God to me. So I'm going to keep going because I know we're almost there, but tomorrow we're going to lay this out with in the Torah, from the Torah and other scriptures, because people who, like that guy who made the video, I would love to sit down and explain the rapture to him. It might blow his little mind.
Yep.
Because the whole Bible is telling us about this event, and he's put so many layers and layers about the event, how the church leaves first and all of these things. He's put it in there so that the believer can see it. And at this time, I'm here at a specific time. I've been blessed with the word of God at a specific time for this specific date so that I can do what God told me to do. And he said, prepare my place, prepare my people to leave. Okay. The mission has not changed. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Who's going to pray out, Pastor?
My wife.
Come on, wife.
Oh, you got to turn off the cameras first. She don't want the cameras on. Do you want the cameras on? She's like, my hair ain't done. Could you wait till after the cameras? Okay, you can come on up here then. You ain't got to be glam. You ain't got to be glam. Yeah. You glam all by yourself. You need to get rid of that gum, girl. She got gum in her mouth. In the middle class with gum. In class with gum.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Our Father, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, Lord, we thank you, dear Jesus, for this blessed evening, dear Lord. We thank you, dear Lord, for the word of God that went forth, dear Jesus, through Pastor Sandy, dear Lord. We ask, dear Lord, that you replenish him this evening, dear Jesus, that your word continues to bubble up in him, dear Lord, and that he's able to continue on tomorrow, dear Lord, as you have given it to him, dear Jesus. Let us be blessed, dear Lord, praying for traveling grace for those that came out tonight, dear Lord. Those that are listening abroad, dear Lord, I pray that they ate well on this evening. In Jesus' name we pray and we thank you. Amen.
Amen. Ooh, your breath smell good. What kind of gum was that? Some minty. I almost kissed you.
Your wife,
I know.